Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about Jeremiah 23:14, where the Bible reads, "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah." Now, of course, this was spoken a long time ago about those dwelling in Jerusalem. But it could still be said today that those in Jerusalem strengthen the hands of the evildoers and that they are spiritually Sodom. I proved it in the last couple of videos, the last few moments, that showed all those scriptures where the Bible is likening the nation of Israel unto Sodom. Even in the last days, we've seen the evidence that Tel Aviv is considered the number one tourist place for homos to take their vacations. We've seen the queer pride parades that happen every year in Israel. The only place in the Middle East where they happen just happens to be spiritual Sodom, also known as Israel. It says here that they strengthen the hands of the evildoers. They promote it. They tolerate it. They act like it's normal to be Sodomite. Just like in America, where we're taught that it's an alternative lifestyle and that homosexuality is wonderful and people are born that way and we shouldn't say anything against it. It's the same way in Israel as it is in the United States, where homosexuality is promoted and protected and everything like that. So there you go. We've seen many scriptures in the last few videos showing that Israel is a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah. But yet, we're told these are the chosen people of God. These are God's chosen people. If we bless them, God will bless us. If we curse them, God will curse us. They are the wonderful, special, chosen ones of God. Well, not according to the Bible. They might physically be Israelites, but spiritually they're Sodomites. Spiritually they're Egyptians. And this goes perfectly with Galatians 4, which taught that spiritually the Jews are Ishmael, not Isaac. So physical ethnicity, the Bible's real clear, the flesh profiteth nothing. And the fact that they might physically descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with a heavy emphasis on the word might descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is totally irrelevant to their spiritual standing before God. They are not God's people. They are spiritually of Sodom and Gomorrah. They're spiritually of Egypt. They're spiritually of Ishmael. They are not spiritually the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.